JKT, KO4HKX.
WCU JKT.
Don't switch vehicles and move it again.
Getting to wait for that thing to warm up again, are you? Mornings to get on out of here.
I'm ready for a change too, but I don't think I'm ready for the 90 and 100 degree days yet though.
In Asheville very much?
80s, upper 80s, but to get into the 90s is kind of rare. You might see it maybe 10 times a year.
Shelby, you know, I've been in Shelby for a couple of summers now, and it's never really been that bad. I know it was a whole lot worse down in Seneca when I lived there, and it, you know, it's only a couple hours driving away, but, yeah, the summers were noticeably hotter. Well, I mean, everything was noticeably warmer down there than in Shelby.
I can tell a big difference coming down the mountain.
Don't use so much battery to get to the office anymore, that's for sure.
50% of that battery each way.
More than that in the mornings on the way in, probably 65% if it's a cold morning, maybe even 70.
On a cold morning, you're getting close to max range on it going to work.
Well, it's 85 miles, and I can use 120 to 130 miles of range. You know, it'll go down by that much if I run the heater high enough.
And so you're using, because you're only topping off, what, you say 80% on the battery to save the battery life. So I just want to say you're getting pretty close to max range out of it. You wouldn't want to go too much further.
Up with about 60 miles left on it when I get to the office, you know, if I'm running the heat. Right now I'm at 96 and I've got, let's see, I'm at exit 44, so I've got 17 miles to go. I'm at 95 miles now, and I'll probably go down to 70, 75 by the time I get there.
A little cushion to where if you get hung in traffic, you can deal with it for a little bit too, so... Like I say, I wouldn't want to drive it too much further on a regular basis on when it's cold.
I've down in the yellow a couple of times. I've run it down to about 30 miles of range a couple of times, and I start to get nervous when I see that battery go down below 10%.
Below 10%, it could be a zero real quick.
End of charge, you know, you never really know when you're going to fall off that cliff if you're getting close.
They've got a shutdown in there. Once it gets below a certain voltage, it just cuts it off.
Down to like 2.25 or 2.5 volts per cell or something like that, which is pretty aggressive for a lithium battery, but yeah, they push it pretty hard to get the range numbers up. It's pretty good. You know, I've only been charging it to 80%, and I haven't noticed any degradation in the full range. You know, since I've gotten this, and I've got 45,000 miles on this car now, so, you know, a year and a half, 3 days a week, that's a lot of charge cycling, but, you know, I think just not charging it all the way does a lot to make the battery life longer.
It seems like it's doing good for you, but I'll ask you another quick question. Does doing the rapid charge affect the life cycle of the battery versus a slow charge?
By fast charge. So most lithium batteries can take a 1C charge no problem. It's when you start getting above 1C, it depends on the chemistry and how the cell is constructed and how the electrolyte is applied. So there are two types of lithium cells. There are energy cells and power cells. And energy cells are denser, they have more energy, but they can't provide it as quickly and they can't be charged as fast. And then power cells, they have less capacity, but they can deliver energy much, much faster. So it just depends on what kind of cell you're talking about.
Didn't know there was two different kinds of cells there, but that makes sense. And if you got one, depending on what your application of use is, to which one you want. So, yeah, I could see that.
A power cell will be capable of several C discharge and charge rates, and then an energy cell will be typically capable of like a 1C charge and a 3C discharge. So it really just depends, you know. You just have to look at battery by battery, because sometimes they're designed like somewhere in the middle, so they can provide, you know, some power, but also, you know, have better energy density. So it really just depends on how the cell is optimized.
Depend on application of use a lot, I'm sure, because you got something like your phone that doesn't use a lot of power, then you can get away with
it. Oh, and by the way, I don't know if you have an Android, but my phone just updated to the latest Android, and there's an option in there to discontinue charging the battery at 80% now, so you can make your phone battery last more than a year.
I had a problem with my batteries in my phones. I use them normally during the day, and then I just put them on the QI charger at night, and I've never really had any problems out of it.
Well, I've become pretty good at replacing batteries in phones, because I've had to replace batteries in most of my phones at some point or another. But yeah, I like seeing that feature pop up where you can just tell it not to charge past 80%.
Well, that's good for that, but some days mine wouldn't make it through the day.
Charger, you know, I've got the cable in my car, and I've got the cable on my desk at work and at home and whatever, so, you know, I never really worry about it going dead. But yeah, if you don't get a chance to plug in during the day, yeah, you need the extra capacity.
Usually, I'm near chargers all day long, but I usually don't have to charge mine during the day, but when I get home, it's usually 20-30% and ready to be charged.
Next vehicle will have a, and I don't know why manufacturers aren't doing this yet, but it needs to have a built-in cradle for a cell phone somewhere. Because right now I've got mine clipped into one of those vents, you know, it's like the cradle, you clip it to your vent, and so it blocks one of the vents, and, you know, of course, if I'm running the heater, you know, I've got hot air blowing on the phone the whole time. You know, I'm going to probably replace this car in another year, so I'm hoping to find one that's got a, you know, maybe a wireless charger and a cradle built into it somewhere.
Chevy didn't put it in that, because they've got it in Tahoes and stuff like that in the pickup trucks, where they got a little slot in the armrest, the center console. That's a QI charger, and it basically docks your phone wirelessly all at one time.
In one, but it's down in the console, and you can't see or use your phone while it's in there. It's a slot you put it into below the heating controls, and, you know, it can wirelessly charge your phone, or you can plug it into the USB-C outlet, but your phone's not in a place where you can see it or use it while, you know, you can't use it as part of the dashboard console, you know, while it's in there.
I get what you're saying, and maybe somebody will figure that out one day.
Auto was meant to sort of serve that feature, but Android Auto only has a very small number of apps that work with it, and the user interfaces are really stripped down, and, you know, you can't really do a lot with it. And I get why they do that, because they don't want you screwing around with stuff while you're driving too much, but, like, for maps, Spotify, Android Auto works great, but if you need to do anything else, you're kind of hosed.
Android Auto, never had anything with it in it, so I got mine on a windshield mount that's got a big arm on it, and I can put it where I want it, so that's what I end up using.
Really scratchy on me. I'm getting down here in the 30s, so I'll say 73, Patrick. I hope you have a good day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. This is W2JKT.
Yeah, good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, mobile monitoring.